Welcome once again to Around the World. With us this week is Craig, who has just returned from Tanzania, where he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Attempted to climb, Brian. We didn't actually get to the top.
How high did you go, Craig? And how far were you from the summit?
Well, Kili is 5,985 metres, and we got as far as the last camp on the Machami route, which is at 4,600 metres.
That's not bad at all. What problems did you have on the way up?
Well, the main problem was the altitude. We had booked a 6-day trek, which means we were already 4,600 metres on the fourth day. We really should have gone up slower to acclimatise better. One more day would have been enough, I think.
So, was it altitude sickness that forced you to descend?
That's right, Brian. When our guide came to our tent at midnight to wake us up and tell us to get ready for the last 7-hour ascent, we were too sick to continue and we had to wait until sunrise before we could go down. It was probably one of the worst nights I've ever spent.
Why was it so bad? What is altitude sickness like?
Oh, breathlessness, nausea, a severe headache. My mouth was dry and I was drinking constantly. I couldn't sleep. And an old injury in my foot became incredibly painful because of the altitude.
Did you take any pills or medicine?
No, we didn't. I think the best cure for altitude sickness is just to go back down. As soon as we started to descend, we felt so much better.
Was it cold near the top?
Well, cold and Africa don't usually come together in the same sentence, but there's snow and ice at the top of Kilimanjaro. Although it was lovely and warm during the day, it can get cold at night. We went in August, and the temperature at the summit was 10 degrees below zero, so warm clothes are essential.
Were there many other people climbing with you?
With my girlfriend and I, there was our guide, Joachim, an assistant guide, a cook, and three porters to carry the water, food, tents, and equipment. There was a group of 7 French lads who were with the same trekking company as us, although they had a separate guide. But the route itself is quite busy, especially further down. Although that isn't necessarily a disadvantage, meeting and making friends with other climbers from different countries was a pleasure, and I definitely saw that as a bonus.
You must have felt quite disappointed when you didn't reach the top.
Very. There's quite a lot of preparation involved beforehand. And then to get within a few hours of the top and have to turn back, I was very depressed at the time. But we saw such stunning scenery and the whole experience was so exciting and rewarding that looking back, I realise it doesn't really matter that much that we didn't get to the top this time.
Do you mean you plan to try again?
Absolutely, Brian. For my 50th birthday in 2013, I've decided to give it another try. But this time I'll go slower and take more days. I think I'll have to when I'm that old anyway.